In this parsha, we find a very strange idea. It isn't strange to us because we're familiar with it. We know about it. We've been hearing it since we're around. But be'etzim, in reality, it's very strange. That Yaakov Avinu says that in future generations, when Jews wish to bless their children and to give a brocha and to give over the brocha that they should follow in the way of their fathers and their forefathers in the way of the Torah, what will they say? Not Yisimcha Elohim, Keruven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisochar, Zvulun, Dod, Naphtali, God, Osher, Yosef, or Binyamin. Not Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, but they'll say Yisimcha Elohim, Kefraim, Menashe. And everybody is concerned, why Ephraim and Menashe? Were they greater than Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov? Were they greater than the Shivtei Kor? I mean, they eventually became part of the Shivtei Kor, but like, what's going on over here? And the answer that's given is really very simple, and it's really very obvious. Ephraim and Menashe grew up in a decadent society. There was nothing in that society. There was the ultimate, the bottom level, the lowest level of the Sha'arei Tumah. And there wasn't any source of Kedusha. In fact, even before Yaakov Avinu would come down to Mitzrayim, he sent Yehuda in front of him, and Chazal say, Lohoyrois, to make a yeshiva. It's the first time. There was a Mokum Torah, there was a Mokum Limud Torah. There was some place to set a moral standard, to give a sense of right and wrong, to give guidance and direction so that people could live by a standard of elevated humanity rather than by decadence, lowliness, idol worship, and the ultimate of the lowest element and the lowest values of human existence. That was Mitzrayim. And therefore, growing up in Mitzrayim was a miracle that Ephraim and Menashe could survive, despite the fact that their father had so much influence. But that they could survive in Mitzrayim and to turn out as Roy to be part of the Shivtei Kor, this was the greatest feat, this was the greatest accomplishment. And therefore, when we give a bracha to our children, we say, Ephraim and Menashe, these people, they really achieved. They were self-achievers. They were self-made men. They grew up in such a miserable, rotten, sick, and decadent society, and still, they became the great people that they were. This is what we bless our children to be. But I thought this morning that it was never so relevant as it is today. Because today, we live in one of the most decadent societies, I believe, I'm not sure, and I certainly did not experience all of human history, but it seems to be that. Because it seems to me today that the whole concept of right and wrong is gone from our society. It's about self-interest. In fact, I would say that if you pay any attention to the debates, the presidential debates that go on, or if you pay any attention to the actions of some of our most accomplished politicians, not to mention names, what you'll see is a world completely bereft, completely missing, completely lacking of any sense of values. It's all about what's good for me. What do I like? What will advance my career? What's going to make me look good? What's going to make me famous? What's going to make me money? There's no consideration except one thing, global warming. That we're all worried about. Yeah, global warming, that's the big problem. Well, there may be something to it today, but anyway, that's all we're worried about, nothing else. Global warming, and that's gonna affect who? Our great, 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 great grandchildren. Sure, we're worried about our great, 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 great grandchildren because we don't wanna focus on the present. We don't wanna focus on the ugliness of our actions. We don't wanna focus on the immorality of our actions. We don't wanna focus on the fact that we're selfish and all we care about is our own political advancement, our own power, our own money, our own pleasure, our own success, and the society and the world and individuals and people and life and no, what makes the difference? The United States government today has lost contact with a list of a few thousand suspected terrorists. Wow. Do you know what that means? That means somebody here may be suspect. No, but it's a few thousand. Well, who's the guy? Is the guy over there? Anyway, yeah. Hey.
What's under the hat?
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, listen like this. Listen, Shah. A few. A few thousand potential murderers. Murderers of the worst order. Murderers with no scruples whatsoever. Men, women, children, and themselves. The most dangerous of murderers. The most dangerous people that walk the face of the earth. And a few thousand of these suspected people are here. And all we're going to do about it is, and we lost the list, is let's invite more in. Somebody's lost his mind. There's nothing there. What can I do? Anyway, yeah. Somebody has lost his mind. But that's the society we live in. Because we're worried about our future. We're worried about our election. We're worried about our place in history. We're figuring out what's the most popular issues and let's go for them. What's going to make me look good? What's going to make me famous? What's going to make me rich? What's going to give me a lot of money when I go on the lecture circuit? That's what we care about. We live in a world, you live in a world, we all live in a world where there's almost nothing left about the concept of right and wrong. And therefore, I think it's so important to realize that Ephraim and Menashe also grew up in a world that was totally decadent, much worse than ours in one sense, because there was no Torah, there was no yeshiva, that only happened when Yehuda came down, and there was not even, at least Baruch Hashem, we have sources of truth, sources of right and wrong, sources of guidance and direction, sources of morality. But we have to realize that unless we take advantage of those sources, then we are subject to the worst of influences today. And when we make that brocha, Yisimcha Elokim Ke'Ephraim Menashe, we have to pay attention to the fact of it's a miracle to grow up in a world that's lacking anything, any values, that's insane, if you will, and still to remain normal. And we have to do everything possible to limit this influence. Now, one of the things that we do to limit this influence is the time that we spend in a Beis Medrash, because that's time connecting with the Torah Hashem. That's time connecting with Maimon Har Sinai. That's time connecting with the Creator and His agenda for the survival of society. Not the global warming part, but the survival of society. That we should live, that we shouldn't devour each and every one alive, that we shouldn't explode the whole world into nothingness. That's what people would like to do, destroy the whole world. And we have the directives from the Creator Himself, which can keep us in line. That's one thing that we do. But besides that, we have to try to minimize as much as possible. And it's very difficult. But to minimize as much as possible the influence that the outside decadent world lost of all morality, its moral compass is completely broken. And we have to do everything we can to limit the influence of that society. How do we do that? Well, that's another unique problem that we have today that Ephraim and Menashe didn't have. Ephraim and Menashe were not able to take a little machine in their hands and on that little machine, with that little screen, be exposed to the worst things that could possibly be imagined. We have that. We have to do everything possible to avoid that. We have to try, and everybody's saying, "Ah, come on, what's the big deal? I'm not doing anything. All I'm doing, I'm looking, I'm listening, I'm..." And how do you think a person is influenced if not by looking and listening? It's only through the senses. It's only through hearing and seeing that anybody is influenced. Must be very, very careful. And therefore, whatever we could do. I know in the yeshiva there are certain expectations, but some people go home at night. I assume some people go home at night. And on the way, and at home, and wherever they live, and friends and relatives, there are all kinds of exposures. It pays now to save ourselves from later. It pays now to save our lives. It pays now to save our marriages. It pays now to save our relationship with our children. It pays now to have some sense of meaning and purpose in our lives and not to be this empty moral vacuum that the world is today, with no sense of right and wrong and no sense of direction and nothing to be concerned about other than themselves. It pays now to be extra careful, so we shouldn't be caught up in that. And I guess, to leave you, I said brief, with a brocha, Yesimchem Elokim ke'Ephraim u'Menashe. Have a good Shabbos.